When Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Al Akshamim Val Psuri Shtoibes, so one makes a broche HaToiva HaMeitiv. So the Gemara asks, Val Akshamim HaToiva HaMeitiv Mevorech, the Nusach HaBroche is HaToiva HaMeitiv, Va'omar Avabo, Va'omar Lo B'mas Nisn Tono, Me'im Esayim Mevorechim Al Akshamim, Mishayotza Choson Likras Kalo. First, the Baraisa tells us the amount of rain that should fall in order to make Bechlal a Baroche and the Kshomim. What does this mean? Mishayotza choson likraskala. So Rashi says, Shehamayim kvutzim al ha'oretz. There's already puddles of water on the earth. Uchshatipe noifeles aleihem. Tipo tachtoina boiletes likrosa. So that is called choson likraskala. Okaponim. So that is the amount of rain one needs. May mevolchem. Now the Braise continues, or Chazal. What baroche does one make? Omar Rav Yehuda, moidem anachnu l'cho, al kol tipo ve tipo sheiradet alon. There's a hido on each tipe. Ve Rav Yochanan misayim bohochi. And Rav Yochanan ends this hido with a baroche. Ilu filu finu mole shiro kayom. He took out a chelik of nishmas. Enonu maspikim lohidis locho Hashem alokeinu at ishtacheve. Or the going brings a girsa at shimcha malkeinu. Boruch ato Hashem roiv ha-hidois. That is the broche. So we have already the kashe. So we have a stira. In the Mishnah it says, on Kshomim we make a toiva ha-meitiv. And here it says, on Kshomim we make this bruch of moidim anachnu loch al kol tipa v'tipa boch ato Hashem roi veido. So the Gemara will speak, that is the kash of the Gemara. But the Gemara wants to be mevayer this bruch alone. So the Gemara says, roi val heidois v'loi kol ha-heidois. One only makes roi veidois. Amarove eime hokela haidois. So fakert roiv haidois is not good. One should say hokela haidois. Amarav pope hilkech nemrinu litavayu. Therefore, we'll say both in yonim and the chsimes abroche, roiv haidois vokela haidois. So before we go to the kash of the Gemara, let us explain what the pilpul is. The Ramban in the Milchames explains as follows, that the kavone of roiv ahidois is ribuy ahidois. That was the kavone, that there are so many things to thank the Rebbeinu Shloilem. It is not one haidor. There are ribuy ahidois. And that's what we say that's how the psich of the bracha starts. Moidem anachnu l'cho al kol tipo v'tipo sheirat tolonu. We're not making on the rain. The rain consists of millions of tipis, and we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shlom for each tipit. So therefore the Gemara held that the chsima should be Boruch Ato Hashem, Roiv Ahidois, and Roiv is a Loshen Ribui. There are so many things to be thankful for. As the Ramban says, Beroiv am hadras melech means beribuyam. When there's a tremendous amount of am, that's hadras melech. So it's good. So then the Gemara asked, roiv ahidois v'loi kol ahidois. So the kasha was that ein hachanami. Your intent is roiv ahidois means ribuy ahidois, like beroiv am hadras melech. But Roiv has another mashmois also. By Mordechai it says, Rotzui l'Roiv Echo. So there Chazal Darshan, he was merutzit to Roiv of Klal Yisro, to Roiv of Sanhedrin. But there are others that disagreed with him. Roiv HaYidois could be misleading. One can think that it means Roiv HaYidois means Roiv HaYidois, we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and a miut will give ourselves a pat on the back, or someone else a pat on the back. So Mamela Roiv Ahidois is a misleading terminology, therefore it shouldn't be said. Omar Rav, a Rava Otis Dehel, Aim Hakel Ahidois. So let's say Hakel Ahidois.
Omar Rav Pope. So Rav Pope said, Hilkach nimrinu litalvay. Faker. Be'etzem, roi vaidois vakelaidois. Vakelaidois tells us that the Rabbeinu Shlom is the only one that Haidois should be given. But the amount of Haidois that should be given, that we need roi vaidois, riboy vaidois. So Faker, so that's what that was Rapopis Shtikteire Nemrino Litavayu, that we have to take away the misconception of Roy Vaidois means a miut is not necessary. So that we accomplish with a Keloidois. And after Keloidois, we have to stick into the Nusach Roy Riboy Haidois to show that there are called Tipo Vitipo, there's a Chiyav Haido. That's how the Ramban learns Pshat in the Gemara. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis and Omed Aleph. Hilkach nimrinu l'tervayu, the bottom taisvis, roi vaidois v'keil aidois, lefikach tikmu b'yishtabach, ach asim abroche, bochot Hashem keil melech, godul batish bochis, keil aidois. He says, godul batish bochis, it also seems to include that there are many things to be mishabeyach, and keil aidois. Al kolponim, so we figured out the nusach abroche, but now we're back to Akasha. In the Mishnah it says, Alakshomim, one makes Hatoiva Hameitev. And in the Bereis it says, Alakshomim, there's a different broche. Boidim Anachnul Fonecho, Baruch Keel V'Roi V'Aidois, Roi V'Aidois, V'Keel V'Aidois, V'El Akasha. So that is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara first answers as follows. Ho Dishoma Mishma. If he only heard about the Kshomim, he didn't witness the Kshomim, he didn't see the Ribui Tipois, he just heard that there was a rain. So since he didn't see the Ribui Tipois, so he can't make the Broch Alko Tipo V'Tipo Sheiradet Alon. He didn't witness it. He's just aware of the end result. So Memele, then he makes Hatoiva Hameitev, which is on the result. But what if he sees the rain? So then he makes the bracha. That's the Gemara's teretz. Frek the Gemara. Tishama Mishma. So you're telling me the Mishnah is speaking about a case. He did not see the Kshomim, but he heard that there was Kshomim. So that's a psura toive. Frek the Gemara, Hainu Psureis Toivis. So that falls into the category of Psureis Toivis. Usnan al Psureis Toivis, Oimer Boruch HaToiva HaMeitiv. So Lechayre, why does the Mishnah put into two categories? Al Akshomim v'al Psureis Toivis, one makes HaToiva HaMeitiv. That's a Psura Toiva. So you should just say al Psureis Toivis. So the Gemara answers no. The Mishnah is speaking about not a psura type. The Mishnah is speaking about that he saw the rain. Veloi kashe, and it's no kashe. Ha da ose pute, ha da ose tuve. Rashi. Shama mishma shebisru leimer yorduk shomim balaylo oimer atoiva hameitev. And if he witnesses it, he says, moidem anachnu loch. So the Gemara is takash on that. So the Gemara says, osa pute. So Rashi learns as follows. Osa pute moidem anachnu loch. Then one makes moidem anachnu loch. Osa tuve atoiva hameitev. Then one makes a toiva hameitev. So let us understand this. So osa pute does not mean too little, because the beraisa themselves said that you can only make the birchas akshomim shiotza choson likras kali if there are puddles already on the ground. But that is called still pute, because even though there's an abundance of rain, but it is not the whole amount of rain that is necessary. So that is considered pute. And pute, you say moidim anachnu loch. And fakert, you're witnessing kol tipa v'tipa, you say this whole nusach. But the Gam Horovitz explains, in this nusach, we chaperein a bissel of nishmas, And the bracha is, in Nishmas we say, Berov Zantonu. That we're not hungry. Like this, there was an Atziris Kshomim. There was an Atziris Kshomim that was bitter. There was a Matzav Avrov. So we say, Moidem Anach Noloch Al Kol Tipo Batipo. And we say the Nusach of Nishmas Berov Zantonu. If there's Tuva, now we see a special Shefa Broche, Tuva will be more than Berov Zantonu. It'll be Taka, like we had yesterday, when there's a Ribik Shomim, then there's Tvua Bezoil, we see. So that overweighs the Broche of witnessing the Kshomim. That means even though he's witnessing the Kshomim, in Mitzad Echot, there's an opportunity to say, I'll call Tipo V'tipe, Afal Pikein, since the end result is much greater than what you say in Kol Tipo V'tipe, the end result is more than Berov Zantonu. The end result is a Shefa Broche. So, Faker, so the Tuve is Machria to give a Broche on the end result, and you say, Atoy V'hameit. That is Shitas Rashi. The Ritve, it's the Shita Sarambam, learns Punfaket. That the Gemara means to say as follows. Tuve is called, when Tuve is, that when one says, when it's Choson Likraskalo, that's called it rained a lot already, there's puddles in the earth. So Tuve is called Choson Likraskalo. So then you say Taka this Nusach. That's called Tuve. Pute, since Lamaisa it is not Tuve, it's just Pute. So Pute, we make Hatoiv HaMeitev. So it comes out according to the Ritve. Hatoiv HaMeitev is Be'etzim, is less than Moedem Anachnu Lo. Just like we had before, on Riyah, when you witness the rain, you can say, Moedem Anachnu Loch. When you don't witness it, you just say, HaToiv HaMeitev. So the Gemara is saying now, that if there's an abundance of rain, and abundance is equivalent to Choson Likraskalo, then you say, Moedem Anachnu Loch. But if there is not an abundance of rain, there's less than Choson Likraskalo, so then even though he's witnessing it, Afal Pikein, he is not permitted to say this broche, and he only says Atoy V'hameit. So that is how the Ritva learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us go further. V'iboy yiseim ha v'ha osetuve. Could be in both cases. It is osetuve v'loy kash ha de islay are ha de leslay are. It is speaking about osetuve, but if he doesn't have, if he has karke, then he makes a toiva hametiv, because he received benefit from it. Ha de leslay are, if he doesn't have a karke, then he just gives. So it's not something personal. He didn't derive benefit from it. It's not a toivli. So then he makes a broch on the etzem rain. Moedem anachnu loch. I'll call tipa v'tipa. The last layare. Is layare. Oh, fine. That is the Gemara's teretz. Now, before we go further, let us understand what the Gemara was machadish now, according to Rashi and according to the Ritve. According to the Ritve, we learned as follows, that if there's less than Choson Likras Kala, then you only make a Toiv HaMeitiv. That was a Chiddush, even though it's a small amount of rain, a Toiv HaMeitiv you still make. He can only make a Toiv HaMeitiv if there's at least Choson Likras Kala. Less than that, you can make a toiv hametiv. The Gemara falls off of that chiddush, that one never makes a broch on kshamim if it's less than choson likras kala. But now it comes out that a toiv hametiv, if he derives benefit, then he makes a toiv hametiv. If he doesn't derive benefit, then he makes moedem anachnu loch.
That is according to the Ritva. According to Rashi, the cheshbon was as follows, that puto means choson likras kalo, and tuve, but if it's more than puto, if there's an abundance, then you're mevater on the broch of moedim anachnu loch. So it came out till now, moedim anachnu loch is only said when there's a certain amount of rain, and there's a greater amount of rain, we don't say this nusach of moedim anachnu loch. Now the Gemara says, no, the nusach is not dependent in put and tuve. The nusach is dependent if he himself is deriving benefit from the rain, or the isla yare. So then he says, atoiba hametet. No, the less la yare, then you say, moedim anachnu loch. That is the teretz of the Gemara. Back to Gemara, Islay Aro Hatoiva Hametiv Mvorech. If a person has a karke, and because of the shomim, now the karke can start growing through it. So you make Hatoiva Hametiv. For Tanya, we learned in a Bereise, Bono Bayis Chodosh, Kono Kelim Chadoshim, Oimer Boruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyonu Lazman Hazeh. And this the Goyinsky is Moichik, and the Tzlach also wants to be mitzadet it's a tois till loikashe. So you see, when one has a simche atoive, you don't say atoive ametiv, you make a shechiyonu. So he should make a shechiyonu. Why? If he has a kark, he should make a shechiyonu before the kark was unable to produce. Now he can start producing tvus. So he make a shechiyonu. So the Gemara answers loikashe. Ha de islay shutves, ha de leslay shutves. It depends. If there is shutves in the hano, then one makes a toiva hametiv. If there are no shutves in the hano, then one does not make a toiva hametiv. Vahasanye, the Gemara brings a beraisa b'nei chuse, k'tzori shel dovo. Al shalayu aimer, boruch shechiyonu v'kimonu. Al shalayu v'al shalchaveiro aimer, boruch hatoi v'hameit. Now, there's a tremendous machloikis harishoinim to understand this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, is le'are hatoi v'hameitiv. Then one makes hatoi v'hameitiv shehit loy. Then one should be mevorech on what he derived, the benefit he derived. Hatoiva meitiv shehitiv loy. This next Rashi, the Goyin is moichik. Hachi garsin. Bon abayis chodosh loy kash. Ha de islay shutvis. Ha de leslay. Ve loy garsinon elo hova ha. The Islay Ara. We are not Goyres, Elo, there was a Girsa Elo, Hova Ho, the Islay Ara. Boho, the Islay Shutvis. Boho, the Leslay Shutvis. Now, we'll come back to what this Elo could mean. But let's forget about this Elo. Bohochi Pirush. Tirutze dishaninon koi beduchte. That means like this. We had asked the kasha, in the Mishnah it says, an kshomim, one makes moedim anachnu loch, akotipa vetipa. That's what it says in the Barais. In the Mishnah it says, an kshomim, one makes atoi vahamete. So the last teretz of the Gemara was, that it matters. If he's deriving benefit from it, you make atoi vahamete. That means if he has a karke. If he's not deriving benefit from it, so then he makes moedim anachnu loch on the kshomim. So the Gemara had asked, but if he's deriving benefit, why do you make a toiv ha-meitiv? You should make a shechiyonu. V'hochi pirush. Tirutze dishonin en koi beduch. The my teretz, I'm not being choyzer from the teretz. Moedim anachnu loch, but the less layar. If he doesn't have any karka, then he says moedim anachnu loch. Ha-toiv ha-meitiv b'deisla. Finished. Aye, the kasha loch, bono bayis chodosh oimer shechiyonu. You have a kasha, that there it says, if he's deriving benefit alone, you don't make a toiva meitiv. Loi kasha.
Ahi de bona bayis chodosh she'ein lo yishutfis bo. There is no shutfis whatsoever in the hano. So therefore, volei mevoich shechiyono. If he's the only one that's deriving benefit, one makes a shechiyono. Avu kshomim b'deis layare, but kshomim. When he possesses a karke, and he is deriving benefit, tuve sheyesh loy shutvis bohi. There are many people that are also deriving benefit from this rain. Sherei kol mi sheyesh loy karke shutef imoy b'toy v'zu. So Rashi learns pshatn de gemoris teretz. Rashi says pshatn de gemoris teretz that if he possesses the karka alone, so kshamim is a mutual ano. He's not the only one that is benefiting from the kshamim. All other property owners are benefiting from the kshamim. So automatically, if he has a karka, so memele, he is sharing the hano, the benefit from the kshamim, together with all other property owners. So he makes a toiva meitiv. By a bias, he's the only one that's sharing the benefit from the bias. So therefore there you make a shechiyon. That is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Harif, the Shitas Harif is as follows. No. The Rif says, Yonu. And if he has a shutif in the karke, then you make Boruch HaToyv HaMeitiv. So the Rif learns Pshat, that Islay Shutfis, and that could be it's good, the Elo, according to the Rif, it's good, the Elo, that not all the time you make a Toiva Meitiv, even though he hears Karka. Only sometimes you make a Toiva Meitiv. That if there are Shutfim in the Karka, then he makes a Toiva Meitiv. If there are not Shutfim in the Karka, then one makes a Shechiyonu, and if he doesn't possess a Karka, one makes, says, Moidim Anachnu Lo. So we have here a Machloikis or Rishayne. The Rishonim are mevayer. What is the oimik hamachloikis? What is the machloikis over here? Rashi says you can make a toiva meitiv because other people are deriving benefit from the rain. The Riv says you make a toiva hameitiv if only if he has a shutif together in the karka. What is the machloikis? So the Rishonim are mevayer. The Rosh is mevayer. That Rashi holds, and the Rosh also holds like Rashi, loy boy sheye shutif imoy b'toivosoy, rak sheye b'besura toive gam la'acherim b'shelohem. The shaila is, on what are you making the toive hametiv? The Riv seem to learn you're making the toive hametiv al toivosoy. What, the toive I derive. So the mele, so this is my toive. It rained in his field, that's his toive. So the Riv hold, you only make the broche on what I am deriving, on the poil yotze from the rain. I'm the only one on my kark, I'm deriving benefit from it. No one else is deriving benefit from my kark, he's deriving benefit from his kark, but his kark will be able to function. So therefore the Riv said, that you can only make a toiva meitiv if two people are deriving benefit from the rain, that means it's a karka mishutefes. That is Shitas Harif. Rashi learned that the toiva meitiv is not on what happened, the toiva meitiv is on the rain. That it's raining. That is the toiva hameitiv. The rain is a good thing for everybody. We don't look at the poil yoitze, we look at the psura of the kshamim. This is a psura that it's raining today. That is a psura that it's a toiva for me because I have a karka, and it's a toiva for all other people who have karkas. That's how the Rosh seems to be mevaya, the machloikis, Rashi, and the Rif. The Meraime Sade wants to say, could be the Rif also held that the broch is on the psura. Before I tell you the Meraime Sade's svore, the Rishonim bring a raya to Rashi, to Shitas Rashi, from a Gemara which we're going to hear weiter. The Gemara says weiter that what happens if a father died and there were two brothers and the father And there's the two brothers that are yashening the Yerusha of the father. So each brother makes hateva hametiv. They both derive benefit from the Yerusha. And that's that the father died, and that is hateva hametiv. There's a dying emes, but there's hateva hametiv also. That means that there's that the Misa Sa'av brought a hatovet to him, and it brought a hatovet to his brother. So one makes hateva hametiv. So the Rishonim speak out, what is if the father had specified b'chayo that this brother should get this field and this brother should get this field? So each one is getting two different fields. The broche is not on what I'm benefiting, the broche is on that samsura that the father was moirish. The hoirosh yisa'ov is a toiva for many people, even though sishtaltzachavek, he's getting one field and I'm getting another field. But the hoirosh yisa'ov, you look at the pu'ula, which is bringing out toivas. This pu'ula is a pu'ula toiva for more than one person. So that's how the Rishonim bring a raya to Rashi. So the Merayim Yisodis says a very interesting lomdis. The Merayim Yisodis says, he brings a gemara in Tainis of Tesamid Beis. The gemara in Tainis says, yesh gishamim liyochid. The Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shloilom, when he makes it should rain, it doesn't have to rain on a shetach. It could rain on, could rain for Beryl. Beryl needs rain and Beryl is deserving of rain. It'll rain on Beryl's property. The Gemara tells a Maisa, there was one of the Meiroim, I think. He used to go into his field each day and used to look at, oh, this Aruge needs rain. They said, Rebbeinu Shloilom, this Aruge needs rain. So it rained on this Aruge. That means kshamim does not, it doesn't have to work wholesale. Kshamim could work, on a chelik of a soda, on a ruga of a soda, on a esev of a soda, the Gemara says, yesh kshamim liyochit. It is not a wholesale broche. So the Meraim Esoda says, so when it rains on two fields, so what is pshat? So in Yisrael there are two tinnitus. It's raining for Beryl and it's raining for Chatzko. So it is not similar to Yerusha. By Yerusha, if the father died, so that what the father died is a toivet for two people. But if, just so you understand, if it's raining in New York and it's raining in China, so I can't make, in the rain in New York is only one Yid benefit from it. But there's a Yid in China, it's raining in China also now. So there's another Yid in China that's benefiting from that rain. Can I make a toivet mate? What does this rain ever shaykhus with Yenna rain? It's two different rains. My rain is mative to me. That rain is mative to Yenayi. So therefore, even though it's raining on my property and my Shochin's property, but it's two different rains. Rain doesn't go wholesale. Yesh kshamim liyochid. So therefore, the Rif held, that's a mirror of the Kisvara that Mreim Yisodi says, therefore the Rif held that vakerti can only make a brocha toiva mative if the hano was a hano mishutefes, if you have a field that belongs to two people, then you can make a toiva hametiv. That's how the Merayim Misode wants to say pshat. Vasanye benichuse, ktsori sholdova, kloima, kloloi sholdova. That's the klo. Now let us see the Gemara further. Bechol heiche. So what are you telling me? Yitchatoiva meitiv. Vosanye omrulei. They told the person, Yolda ishtoi zocho. Oime boruch hatoiva meitiv. One makes hatoiva meitiv. So the Gemara says, Hosam nami, deike ishte badei. Deneiche lo bezocho. Now, this is a misleading losh and deike ishte badei. There are other rishonim that hold, but the Rosh says klonitazai. The other Rishonim that holds the Birchas HaToiva HaMeitiv is only when the other person is around. So he hears my brocha, HaToiva HaMeitiv. If he's not around, one doesn't make the brocha. But the Rosh says that's not true. Deike Ishta Badei does not mean she's standing there also when he makes the HaToiva HaMeitiv. There's an issue, he could be a Medina Sayom, but Al Koponim, there's someone else benefiting from the latest HaZocha, so therefore you make HaToiva HaMeitiv. The Neichelo B'Zocha, she's also Tzufriden with HaZocha. Toshma meis ovi vuhu yoshoi. We learned in that if what if the father died, Vuhu Yershoi Bitchiloimer Boruch Dayan Hametiv. So there you see, Vuhu Yershoi, you make a Toiva Hametiv. So the Gemara Osam Nami the Ika Achi the Koyosi Bade. This Bereis is only speaking about when there's another brother that is together yashening with him. Then you make a Toiva Hametiv. This should only make a Shechiyonu. Zamayr deke haore from the Gesher Achayim, and this Bereise. The Bereise says Meis Oviv, so he makes two broches. He makes Tayin Emes, then he makes a Toiva Hamete. So he asks Zamayr deke Kasha. We learned in the Mishemesoi that an Oinon is Potter Mikol Mitzvah Samurus Betoire. He's potter from broche, svakert, he's potter to make a broche, like other rishonim, he's not permitted to make a broche. She says, bishloim with the broche of dayin ha'emes. Could be it's mitzvosoi bekach. And could be, let us be mamtik a little bit, one of the reasons that an oinon is potter min ha'mitzvah is out oisik b'mitzvah, oisik in the kovod ha'meis. So you forget about all other mitzvahs, that's his mitzvah, to be oisik in the kovod ha'meis. So it could be the tziduk adin, that comes with the misa. So mamela, the dayan ha'emes we can understand. But just like if he would have won a lottery ticket then, chmein gute, zich a lottery ticket, you make a shechyonu, you make a baal koponim, just like when he eats you make a broche, but anoinim doesn't make any broches. So God, now there's something else that it was yorash nichsei ovim. How can he make a toiva meit? It's a moira de kikashe. And he wants to say, in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rif brings down this bereise, so the Rif says, Omruloi meisove. Why did he say Omruloi? He wants to say, that speaking about, he wasn't near the Niftar. So it was impossible for him to be metapul. There wasn't any chiyuv tipul underneath. It was biracheres. They told them after the kvur already. Amrulai. So the mele. So then he's not an oinon for this. So therefore he makes these two broches. So the mechaber says amrulai. The Rif says amrulai. And he wants to say al kochach. He wants to say pshat that he is also speaking about such a case. Now it's very interesting. The chachmas adam when he brings down this halacha. The Chachmas Adam, it seems he's speaking about that he's oimed keneged ha'meis, and as soon as he's nifted, the Chachmas Adam says, you make two broches. You make bayin ha'emes, and you make a shech yonu ha'toyv ha'meit. Yerusha shenish'ar aloi, Yerusha me'oviv. Shekein b'sru, meis oviv, that was the psure. Rashi Taki says a psure, that kloima einich nechosa. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshma. We learned Sal Kaponim, you're telling me, is this always true that a Toiv HaMeitiv is only said when there's others deriving benefit? Toshma Shinu Yayin Einei Tzorich Levorich. What does that mean? What does he Rashi? Shinu Yayin Shosa Yayin Besude. A person drank wine. They Viulo Yayin Echer. They brought him a different Yayin. Toiv min arishin, abarich levorich, boire priya gofet. He made a very yayin in the Sude, so it patels all the yayin that will be brought, even though it's of a better quality. Maybe lo yayin achet, toiv min arishin, shinu yayin, ein tzorich levorich. Shinu mokim, tzorich levorich. Shinu mokim, what does shinu mokim mean? Yotzo mikan, v'holach, he made a boire priya gofet here. And he left this house, and he went to a different house. And there they're bringing him the same wine. Is there the loche is? Tzorich levorich. Because the loche is, Ashini mokaim, has a din of a hesach hadas, has a din of a new shtie, since there was a kviyas in one mokaim. And then later he went into a second mokaim, so that's called an akire of the shtie rishayne, so it's a new shtie, so he has to make a new broch. Fine. Omar Rabbi Yosef Baraba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and half of Pisha Omru, Shinu Yain, and Yitzorich Levorich, even though we just said, Shinu Yain, one does not have to make a new boire priya gofen. Avoloim Erborich HaToyva HaMeitiv. But HaToyva HaMeitiv, he does say.
So the Gemara says, so I, you see, make a toiva meitiv, even though he's the only one that's benefiting from it.
So the Gemara says, osam nami di'ike b'nei chabure d'shosu badei. The speaking about is that b'nei chabure d'shosu badei, he's not the only one that's drinking. He's drinking together with others. So memele, when new wine is brought in, so he's not the only benefactor of the new wine, the others will also benefit from the wine. So therefore you make a toiva meitiv. Er Zerua, we'll see, we'll both have a machlokes in Taisvis, but before we go to Taisvis, the Er Zerua is mesupik in that what Rashi said. Rashi said, Shinu Yain, so Rashi says a better wine. So Er Zerua is mesupik, why did Rashi mention this? The Rashi mentioned it as the Chiddush of Beire Priyagofen. That even though the Beire Priyagofen was said on a grade B wine, and now a grade A wine is being brought in, Afal Pikein, the bracha on the grade B tattles bestome even grade A. That's why Rashi said that the second wine is toif. But the halacha of shinu yayin tzorich levoich ha-toif ha-meitiv could be this halacha applies even though the second wine is the first wine was a grade A and the second wine was a grade B. Rashi only chapped on the second wine was better als the first chiddush of the baraisa. That you do not have to make a Beir Priyagofen. But the Chiyav HaToiv HaMeitiv could be is not Toli if the second wine is Toiv Min HaRishon. Or Rashi Chapton Toiv, the Rosh in the Meiri assume that Rashi holds the second Mahalach. That Rashi holds you only make a Toiv HaMeitiv on Shinu Yayin if the second wine is a better quality than the first wine. Now let us see Taisus about this Nekuda. Hatoiva hametiv. Aval ashinui lechem, vashini boso, eim abochen hatoiva hametiv. He says, the bracha of hatoiva hametiv is being said on the abundance. I have two types of wine. Another wine I have. So lechayre taisis had a shaila, so why that get two bottles of wine? And if you have two oifanim of pas, you have a rye bread and a challah, later they'll bring a challah. So you should also make it. Nagavuche, if I'm not mistaken, the Rashbat brings down the Raiva Chitas, you do make on Shinui and Pas also. And every Shinui, if you make a Teva Meitiv. But Taisus doesn't hold like that. Taisus says, Aval Ashini Lechem, Vashini Bosa, Eim Avochem a Teva Meitiv. The Davki Ayayin, the Is Beit Harti. What is the Mail of Yayin? The Soit, Umisameyach, Mevolchen atoiva hamet. Avobosa velachem loy. So Taisva says, because Yayin is the muvchol shebe macholim. It's better even than pas. It's soy the mesameyach. So if you have a ribuy of Yayin, so memele, that means you now a different ribuy of Yayin, so then you make atoiva hamet. Someday a ribuy of pas, a ribuy of boso, which the etzim machol doesn't have such a great cheshivis. Then you don't make a toiv ha-meitiv. Before we go further, let us see the Rosh for 2 minutes. The Rosh brings another few reasons why dafke by yayin, one makes a toiv ha-meitiv, and not by pas and bos. The Rosh is on daf lamed zayin omed beis, the dafei ha-Rosh. It is the last shure on the second omed of the Rosh, page 74. This is the last shure. V'shaloi l'Rab Yitzchak HaLevi. It is the end of the last shure. V'shaloi l'Rab Yitzchak HaLevi Zal, lome mevolchim al shini yayin ha-toiva ha-meitit, v'al shini lechem ein mevolchim. You don't make a broch on shini lechem. So first he said, v'heishev mishum diyayin misameach v'soyit. Aval pas soyed veini misameach. So memela, something that has all the mailas, it's soyed and misameach, and you have a ribuy of it, then you make a toiv ha-meitiv. Ba'oid le'ashkechon shira el alayayim. So it seems the second teretz is a different lomdus. That this broch of toiv ha-meitiv is a pchina of shira, and shira is only said al yayim. Le'ashkechon shira el alayayim. Kedemrin alel beperik eitzim abochim, Ein oimrim shira el alayayin. Second test. The oid Kibon de yayin choshuv shekeveya broche latzmoy. What is the taitch keveya broche latzmoy? So we hear this in Ketzin Mevolchim. That pshat is that one makes a broche even though you don't have to drink it. One makes a boire priya gofen ayayin, he makes kiddush, he makes a boire priya gofen, he makes avdole, he makes sheva broches, even though he's not interested in drinking the wine, one makes a boire priya gofen. Eskim in the yayin choshev, shekeveya broche la'atzmoy, l'roi l'vorech olo batoi v'hameitim. So l'chayre, the longest of this teretz is, I think, that yayin has a chshivis that it has all other macholim, the cheshivis is a cheshivis of gashmi. That means you only have a gashmi is the keshimush from it. It's only oimed lachili. You don't do anything else with it. Yain has with it another cheshivis. It's used for ruchnius also. Einemrim kiddush al alayain, havdol alayain, bichasamozin alayain. That means that yain is another cheshivis. And that's why it's keveya brocha la'atzmoy. So again, a ribui of such a mean that has two shimushim, a shimush kashmi and a shimush ruchni, then one makes a teva meit. Inami or a fourth teretz. So l'chayre, these, like the third teretz in the first two terutzim were that yain is more choshev. Inami, Goran under teretz. Atoiva meitev biyavne tiknu. Atoiva meitev was niskim biyavne. Atoiv shaloi hisrichu. Vahameitev shenitnu lekvure. That in Yavne, when the huge Yavne, they were not permitted to be nikbar, and they were used 7 years, they used the harugim, they were used as a fence for the kromim. And the dam of the harugim was used to fertilize the kromim. After 7 years, and after many tfilis and ishtadlis, they were zoiche that they were nitnu lekvura. So there was a double toive there, the whole time there wasn't a bezoin and a nivul of the harugim, a toiv shalai hischichu. Vahameitiv shenitnu lekvura. Lefishabotzru kameyem sheva shonim with the dam. Vikifu kameyem eharugeyem. Tiknu loimer al hayayin shehu kimoi hadam. So it seems that the broch is not as the cheshivis of yayin. That means that when one is blessed with a ribui, one should remember that in the worst times, in the darkest moments in history, there was also a ribui of toive. That means in the gewaldike chashchus of Golus was a ribui of toive. Hatoiv sheloi hisrichu vameitiv shenitnu lekvur. So memele, so wine, stam wine is red. That's the chshivis of yain. Is so therefore when one is drinking wine, which is Meurer, the Zikoran, that he sees like the Mare Dam in front of him, so he remembers this bitter moment in history. Va'afal pikein, so b'shas, by him is Nisrabe the Toive, he should remember that even in the bleakest moments, also the Rabbeinu Shalom gave a ribui Toive to Klal Yisrael, ha-Toiv sheloi yisrichu, va-Meitiv shenitnu lekvura. So that al kaponim, these are a few biurim, why dafka and shina yayin we make a toiva meit. Period. Now Taisvis goes into the shaila we started speaking about in Rashi. Upeirish Rashbam ba'arvei psochim. The dafka ksha achroin mishubach. When does one make a toiva hameit? When the second wine is mishubach. It's a better wine. Mevolchem a toiva hameit. That I have, that's the hatove, hatove leave, I made the blachim. The chain mashme be Yerushalmi, the kates of Mevochim. So Taisus brings a Yerushalmi. Omar Rava bebarav hune, tzorich levoich, al yayin chodosh, viyoshon. One has to make a broche, al yayin chodosh, viyoshon. Shinu yayin, ein tzorich levoich. שיני מוקים צורך לבורך. הסך הדס כשיני מוקים. So ממילא, so what are we speaking about? He said, שינו יין אין צורך לבורך. So that's our Gemara. That שינו יין, you don't have to make a broche. They change the wine, you get a new wine, you don't have to make a broche. And צורך לבורך על יין חודש ויושם, because first drinking יין חודש is called קוידם הבוים יוים, יושם is afterwards. So, but יין חודש and יושם, you do have to make a broche. So what's pshat? So that is pshat. Yayin chodesh v'yoshen. We're speaking about the broche. So the yoshen is meshubach min hachodesh. So then you make a toiva meitiv. Shini yayin, when it's not meshubach, ain't tzorich l'vorech, period. There's no broche that has to make. Not a b'ri gof, not a toiva meitiv. Shini mokein, tzorich l'vorech. Those are shini mokein. He has to make a broche. Hesach Hadas is Messiah Das from drinking wine. Kishini Mokim. You also have to make a brocha by a priyagov. Mashmek Sha'achrain Yoshon the Odif Tre. Only when the Achen is Yoshon, then you make a Toiva Meitiv. So, the Rashbam Loim Pshat the Yerushalmi, that Tzorich Levorech al Yayin Chodesh V'Yoshon, the broch is a Toiva Meitiv. The Rabbi Netam Pirish Tafilu Eina Achen Choshev. The second wine does not have to be more choshev. Rak shelo yishtane legreyuse yoyser midai. It shouldn't be real bad. It could be worse also, but it shouldn't be real bad. The hochi misayim bo, because let's look further in the Yerushalmi. Rebbe al kol chovis v'chovis shoye peseyach. Every new barrel they brought in. So why so they brought in a new barrel of wine? So he made a toiva meitiv. The Yerushalmi does not differentiate if it was champagne, if it was a lesser madrego. Mashmal like copy the machem mishubachim la. So you see, Meiser Rav and Rebbe, each wine that is brought in, if there's a different wine that's brought in, you make a toiva meitiv. I'm a very hot toy va mate. Mashu le kopi de machen mishu bechem la. Ava gab de yoshan itka besait. I later the Yerushalmi brings down that tafke chodesh in yoshan. Mikom okim name it the Rebbe Poligalei. We'll say that Rebbe is choylik on this halach and we paskin like Rebbe. So you make, there's no chilik if it's better or worse. You make a toiva meitiv al shini yayin. Ula peirish Rashbam. According to the Rashbam says, the only brocha of a toiva meitiv is only said when it's meshubach. Yamidenu lahach the Rebbe b'mesupik. Ima achroin toiv. Umisofik hoye mevorech al kol echot ve'echot shemo meshubachu. So the Rashbam says, pshat, no, that Rebbe, the Yerushalmi is speaking about, Yizicha need better. But why did Rebbe make a broche? Because it was mesupik. Maybe it's better. So this is a very shverer Rashbam. The Maimon Motchai asks a kasha on the Rashbam. Sofik broches lahokul. It's mesupik. The Rashbam gives us guidelines. That you only make a toiva meitiv if the second wine is better. Aye, Rebbe, maybe it's better. So lechayre, it's very schwer. Perhaps we could verempfer the Maimon Motchai's kasha. Later we'll see there's a Meiridike Bach in Eurechaim, in Seif Simen Choftes. The Bach says, Birche Shechiyonu, there's no Isser of Brocha Levatola. Because Birche Shechiyonu is a al simchas liboy. If he's happy with it, there's no issa brocha levatole. Yom mechuyev, nish mechuyev, abal koponim, there's no issa brocha levatole. It could be, and it's mistaver, that a toiva hametiv is also a Shechiyonu, but it's not a Shechiyonu, it's only when there's a private hano. A toiva hametiv is, that more than one person is nana. But al koponim, a toiva hametiv is also al simchas liboy. So pshat is like this. The could be one of the two. this matzev, the sofik, that means he has another barrel of wine. In the tzad sofik, maybe this is a better wine. This is the choychet. Before he drinks it, he feels good. That toiva meitev, the simchas aleiv could be he has now. He has now a simchas aleiv, that he possesses another barrel and could be it tastes better. It'll be in for a disappointment. No, is ech nish gefelach, but that doesn't take away the simcha now. The simcha he has now of the sofik. V'mesupikim an achrin toiv, u'mesupikoy shemo mishubichu. That means that alone is also a simcha. Maybe this wine was good and maybe the other wine is better. So hotadoch a simcha. So for the simcha, so nabrochel of atol, it's not. So memele, so for the shema mishubichu, he can also make a, that alone is a simcha. Shema mishubichu. Ach, Rabbeinu tam meforish. Du'uvda de Rabbi Bolachalik, de Perashti. Rabbi Natam says, no, it's a machloikis in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi holds, you don't need better. So that's a machloikis, the Rashbam, the Rabbi Natam, Pshatan Rabbi. V'yesh meforshim, dahu de chodosh v'yoshon, mayri bebirchas boire priyagov. There's a third mahalach in the Yerushalmi, which will be good according to the Rabbi Natam. That chodosh v'yoshon, we're not speaking about a toiva meitiv. We're speaking about the bracha of boire pri yagoven. And the Erzeruah says, if you look back at the Yerushalmi, it's zichem estavazeh, because the whole Yerushalmi is speaking about boire pri yagoven. Let us look at the Yerushalmi again. Amar Rav Abba Bar Avuna, tzorech levorech ha-yayin chodosh v'yoshon. So, shini yayin ein tzorech levorech. What does ein tzorech levorech mean? Boire pri yagoven. Shini mokim tzorech levorech, boire pri yagoven. Hesach adaske shini mokim, yimek boire pri yagoven. So all the three halachas that the Yerushalmi is speaking about, is speaking about Boir Pri Yagoven. And now the Yerushalmi started off by saying, Shino Yayin Tzorech Levorech, means Boir Pri Yagoven. So that's this, Anupshat in Yerushalmi. Tohu de Chodosh V'yoshon Mayri Bebilchas Boir Pri Yagoven. Dum Yedishini Mokim De Bosorochi. Avolei Matzino Kein Begmore Shalono. It's a Mayra De Kechidish. That Yoshon, Chodosh, V'Yoshon, if he made a Boir Pri Yagoven on Yayin Chodosh, and then later they bring him Yayin Yoshon, that he has to make a Boir Pri Yagoven, Avolei Metzino Kein Begmore Shalon. But the Erzeruah says the Lomdes, the Erzeruah says Amirah Dike Lomdes. He says, Shino Yayin Ein Tzorech Levorech, means if they're both the same mean. No one is a more Meshubach. So that's the thing, Shino Yayin Ein Tzorech Levorech. Chodosh and Yoshon have a din of two minim in Gans. That's pshat in Yerushalmi. Yayin Chodosh, that it never fermented. It's grape juice. And Yayin Yoshon, which is wine. These are two minim. Even though it's the same Boire Pri Yagoven. But this is two minim. So if one made a brocha on grape juice, that's what the Yerushalmi is telling us. And later they bring him wine, so this is considered like another min. It doesn't become nifta. If both are Yoshon, no one is a better quality, so it's the same mean. That's the din shini yayin ein eitzorech levoich boir pri yagoven. But Yoshon v'chodosh have a din of two meaning. So that is how another mahalach had the same shot in the Yerushalmi. Hosom de'ike b'nei chabure de'shosu ba'adei. V'hu adin im ishtoi ubonov imoi. Taisvah says you don't need davka b'nei chabura that are drinking. If he's drinking with his family, and ishtay bonav imoy, so memel yosu make a toiva meite. Avul yochid loy. But a yochid is drinking wine, and they bring another wine for him, you don't make any broch. Avul shech yonay mevorch yochid ashin the yain. Le ashkechon yochid shemevorch shech yonu rak achadete ananu peiri. Chayin kol pri chodosh kshaochlu mavor shechyon kibrinu anu begin kibrinu besoif bakel ma'arvin, but an samazoy an shini yayin, there's no broch of shechyon. But it can also speak about ishto yubono. The Mogen Avraham in Simen Reish Chaf Aleph has a machloikis with the Shach. So here Taisva says. Taisva says that Bnei Chabure is not Bnei Chabure, who adin ishtayu bonav.
So the Shach said that we had before by Kshomim, according to the Rif. The Rif sheet is in Agavucha, we pass on like the Rif, not according to Rashi. That, but when does one make a Teva Meitiv by Kshomim? If the Kalka belongs to two people. If the Islay Shutvis Badei. So then one makes a Teva Meitiv. So the Shach says, what will be the aloche if he doesn't have a shutvis in the karka? But he's not a bachelor. He has a wife and children. And yodu kshamim, so memela, if yodu kshamim, the field will start growing, the tvul will start growing good. Before there was natsiris kshamim. Now it's yodu kshamim, so the wife and children will also benefit from it. So the shach says, la aloche, you'll also make a teva hamete. The Magen Avraham does not like this. He says, the Pashas of the Gemara, he says, so this is a much easier Kimta than the Gemara, or the Islay Shutfis, or the Leslay Shutfis. I mean, the Bala Normal, a person is a Isha Bonim, so the Gemara, the Islay Shutfis is more of an Akimta. So the Magen Avraham says there's a tremendous Chilik. He says, because the Kalka belongs to him. It's his kalk. The Rif holds dafke if a kalk that belongs to two people, some emele, and it rains on the kalk, so two people are benefiting from it. But here we're speaking about that the kalk belongs to him. So al the etzim shvach in the kalk, he's benefiting from it. That the payers will grow and will get more money, if he'll give them more money, if he won't give them more, if he'll give them more, if he won't give them more, that's Zainer a parsha. I mean, it's not Muchach Bechlal that they'll benefit more. It's his kalk, it's his geschäft, it's his payers, and then if he makes the money, it's his money. If he'll give them, he wants to give them a mail, if he doesn't want to give them that, but it's not Muchach. The Kshamim does not spell out Teve Lachine. So therefore, you can, that's why the Gemara only said according to the Rif, the Islay Shutvis Badei. Zog the Gemara weiter. Bono Bayis Chodosh, Vekono Kelim Chadoshim, so one makes a Shechiyonu. Omar Rav Hune, Loishonu Elo She'ein Loi Ki Yoitze Behem. That he doesn't have a Keli or a bias equivalent to this. So now he possesses this Keli, so he makes a Shechiyonu. Avol yesh loy ki yaitzibem, but if he already possesses such a Keli, how does he possess it? He yashened it from his father. Ein tzorich levorech. Then he does not have to make a broche. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu yesh loy ki yaitzibem, tzorich levorech. Afilu, he has already, he yarshant, such a keli, so he has one already, but now there's a new simcha, he was able to buy his own keli. So there's a simcha naisefes al yedei akinyin. So you make a shechiyonu on the kinyin. Let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yechanam afilu yesh like yeitzben bi Yerusha, hoyel inyin kniye chodashi yetzloi, but lagabi kniye, this is his first opportunity to buy such a keli, tzorich levorech. Michlal, so the Gemara says, so say according to Rav Huna, say according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chikone v'choza v'kone, but what happened if he had purchased the first keli, and now he purchases a second keli, so the etzim keli he has from before, Betty. Purchasing, he also purchased. Divrei hakel ein tzorich levorech. That is the first loshen to explain the machloikis, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan. V'ike di amri, Omar Rav Huna, lo ishanu elo, shelo ikone, v'choso v'kone, that Rav Huna said as follows, when does one make a shechiyonu, when the first keli he had was not kone, v'choso v'kone, the first keli was yorash, then you make a shechiyonu, because it's a simcha of the kinyan. Avol kone v'chosa v'kone ein tzorich levore. Then one does not have to make a broche. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu kone v'chosa v'kone tzorich levore. Bechlal dechi yesh loy v'kone divrei hakel tzorich levore. So the Gemara says according to the second lashon, that yesh loy bekone divrei hakel tzorich levoyechen amachleikis chavun abyechen is bekone vechozar vekone.
Sagt Rashi, bekone vechozar vekone divrei hakel ein tzorich levoyech v'rabyechen in loy omar tzorich levoyech elu mishum delini kniya chodoshu ike damri mechmal vechi yesh loy bekone divrei hakel tzorich levoyech v'ravune loy omar ein tzorich levoyech elu dekone vechozar vekone. The lake chidush klal. Then Ravun said, "One doesn't make a broch." Avo yesh loy bekone dike chidush, moidahu de tzorich.
Yeah, let us see Taisus.
Rabbi Yechin and Omar afilu kone ki yaitzibe. Vehilchises a Taisus paskins ki Rabbi Yechinin alibe delishne basre. We paskin like Rabbi Yechin afilu alibe delishne basre afilu. Kone vahoda kone shaylei keilum chadoshim ki yaitzi beilu tzorich levoich. The kaim alon ki Rabbi Yochanan legabi de Rav. If this machleik is Rabbi Yochanan, in Rav we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Because kund legabi Rav Hune, who was a Talmud of Rav, hilchese kevose. Boi meri, davke bebgodim chshuvim dum yedabayis chadosh, noket keilum chadoshim. Abayis chadosh is a dobo choshe v'tzachtich arui l'iska, but then you make a shechionu. Kelim chadoshim is also, it has to be choshe. Avol she'enem chshuvim kol kach. If a person purchases kelim, which are not choshe, k'moim in olayim v'an pelois, v'cholu k'choyotze ben, ein tzorich levoy. Fartik. Birishalmi, omar abchiyah barabe, loisoyv dvorim chadoshim, afilu shchokim. It doesn't have to be brand new kelim. Brand new begodim, afilu tzoyski ribene. Ki'ilu chadoshim. But to him it's chadosh. He never had a suit. For him this is a new suit. So memela, he makes a shechion. Rab Yaakov, b'shem rabchiyah barabe, omar, kone, oime shechion. If he buys a suit, he makes a shechiyonu. Niten loy, if it was given to him a matona, oimer a toiva hameitev, make a toiva hameitev. Lovash begodim oimer mal b'sharumen. He puts it on, he makes a mal b'sharumen. V'tzorechi, and so Taisi says it's a very modern Yerushalmi. B'gmore shalonu, le ashken a toiva hameitev, el b'de ika achine b'hadei. Our gemore said, Babli says, you only make a toiva hameitev, someone else is deriving benefit. And the Yerushalmi says, if someone gave him a matonim, you make a toiva hamed. So let us see the Rosh. Rosh is daf lamed chesam ed aleph, the last shure, and the first omed. Nira l'ri, the davke bekelim chshuvim, bekelim chadoshim, mash medum yedabayis, chodosh. Avodover cotton, she'ene choshev kol kach, that's the first half of places, came in a line, vapeloi, shoes and stockings, the choluk shel pishnach, yaitze bezein, tzorich levoir shechion. That's places. The yira li, so the rosh holds that you can't put down such a guideline. What type of a beggar? Hakol ufi mashu odom. The yesh oni shesomeach becholuk yaisa meyoshe bekelim chshuvim. A molan oni, he'll get a new choluk, a choluk, that's a bigger chshivis. Ki de oma ben edorim perik anoida min amavushul. The Rabbi Yehuda, shaloi hoisa loi elo glimo reua. He had a tzaris in a baget. Vikat navke de visu leshuke mechsayebei. When his wife went out to the shuk, so she used it. The kadnofik Rabbi Yehuda litzlu yaver mechasi ematzlu. When he went out to daven, so he used it. Kad mechasi bay, when he used it, aver mevorech boruch shatani meil. He made a brocha that I have a meil. If he shay choshev olav kmeil li osher. I once heard from Mir Rashi v'zachain lebroche. Yes, afashteitnet, he says, what kind of a beged was it? Was it a beged isha? How was he allowed to wear it? If it was a beged isha, how was she allowed to wear it? He said, it wasn't a beged, it was a shmata. It wasn't roi l'levisha for anyone. But al kolponim, by them, it was gevaldik choshev. So he made a me'il. V'ishay choshev olam kem'il oshev. Yerushalmi. Now it brings down the Yerushalmi. Omer abchiyah berababi, lo yisayif tabachadoshim, alafalein shchokim.
ואין חדושים לאי. פיין. רבי עקב הסביד משמבחיה ברע באומה, קונו אימר שחיונו, ניתנו לאי במתון אימר הטוי והמיטב, לובש אימר מלבורך מלביש הרומים, וצורך אין. ובגמורה דידון לאי מצינו הטוי והמיטב, אלא היחדיק האחינה בהדי. So what's שעדנס הטוי והמיטב? זה אמור די כראש, ולי נראה דהו חינמי איקה הכי נבהדה. This, when I get a matone, so there's someone else that's deriving a benefit. המיטיב לנויסן. The noisen is deriving benefit. What is the noisen deriving? This is ממון נמשך. אם המקבל עוני, if the מקבל is an honorary man, שזיקהו השם וחננו מומי לסי צדוקה. אמור די כתויבה. He's able to give tzedakah. So the male, the only makes the brocha atoiv, but the native lachine. Yoysel mimash abalabayis, noisen loni, oni noisen labalabayis. The medrash says, by Rush, he said, asher osisi imoy, what I did for boyis. So the male, zichar atov. Vim hu osher, sameach hanoisen bemashe mekabu matanoses, so it's a covet. That vakelt, he doesn't need it, and he accepts my present. The Gemara says in Kedushin, ba'anos adam choshev, he can be mekabish an issue with it. Period. So ma'mele that pshad. Gamash me b'Yerushalmi, de b'shas k'niye, yeshel levorich. We have another limit from the Yerushalmi. Aval p'ishe dayim l'nishtamish ben. Even though he didn't use it. She'ein ha'brocha ela al simchas ha'leiv, shu sameich b'kniyosoi. כדרך שמבורכים על הגשומים בשעה סירידוסון, אף על פי שאין הנוסום ניכרס מיד.